glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. We hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. It's tax day, but actually I think they've extended it, what, two or three more months? And I always tell my daughter Esther, I can always remember her birthday because it's the day after tax day, so that's tomorrow. But if you were tuned in yesterday, wasn't it a great program reliving the startup of WGNN on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996? Basically, a little over 24 years ago, we're actually now in our 25th year of broadcasting God-honoring programming and music. But if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And basically, it was a bit of a retelling of our historic first-ever broadcast, because 4 years ago, we had our 20th anniversary celebration, a listener appreciation gathering. And so I fit our hour-long first-ever broadcast into basically a 25, 27-minute program yesterday, highlighting some of the music that we played, along with comments by Phil Shepard, who at that point was with the Moody Broadcasting Network and is now our network director, and then comments I made at that first historic broadcast where I was sick. And then yesterday, if you tuned in, I was sharing that original broadcast 4 years ago. And so you heard my comments from then, when I was also sick, along with sharing some of the future that we look forward to God doing. And much of that has happened these past 4 years, where we did establish offices at Lincoln Square, and we call it our Great News Radio Center, where up until this coronavirus hit, we hosted many gatherings, functions, launching our English conversation classes the last few years. The children's choir meets there. It's the home of the Prime Life Times, where when you'll get to stop by in the future, you'll see almost 3 years of all the publications on our wall. It's a really great display, and we continue to look at holding other activities and gatherings there at Lincoln Square in our center. So much has happened these past 4 years. Again, referring back to yesterday's program that gave a perspective from 4 years ago, along with portions of the historic first ever broadcast. Hopefully you're not getting confused. Just listen to us online if you missed yesterday's broadcast at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link, and it'll all make sense. But it was a heartwarming reminder of all that God has done these many years, and now heading into our 25th year with the addition of the 15 frequencies, basically 15 stations covering towns to the west of us, like Beardstown and Bloomington and Carlinville and Decatur, Jacksonville, Lincoln, Macomb, all the way to the Macomb, Petersburg, Springfield, Whitehall. And so these are very exciting times. And thank you, God, that Phil Shepard, our network director, is helping pull it all together, as we hope to have Mark and friends on all 19 frequencies in the days ahead. Well, today's kind of a part two, as yesterday you heard portions of the first ever historic broadcast on WGNN. Well, today you'll hear some more of the story, as 4 years ago I called up Phil Shepard, who helped host our 20th anniversary celebration at Lincoln Square, to tell some further stories about the radio ministry and where God would be leading. And so we'll pick up right at the conversation where I'm having deja vu all over again. Because like the first historic broadcast, and right after the 20th anniversary, which was 4 years ago, I came down with a cold. And as history would repeat itself, Phil, it was about 20 years ago, almost exactly this week, that you and I had our first ever historic broadcast, and I was sick at the time, and here I think after the big event this past Thursday and the weekend, and getting everything dealt with, what is that? There's that phenomenon when you finally get to let down, then you get sick. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, obviously the first big event was getting the radio station on the air, mm-hmm. and your sickness followed that. And I guess we would say the big event last Thursday night was indeed a big celebration of God's goodness to the whole region. Hmm. So, okay, history repeats itself. We see a pattern here. Yeah. Big event, Mark gets sick. Okay, so what do we do? Do we quit having big events?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah, right, right. Well, maybe minimize them a little bit. You know, I told someone, I said, yeah, we'll lay low for 5 years. We will resurface at the 25th.
Well, it was kind of funny. As soon as the events were over and we had the breakfast with Dr. Lutzer on Friday, you said, well, Mark, what are your next plans, you know, right away? And I said, well, we're thinking of doing a busload up to Moody on May 22nd for Dr. Lutzer's, you know, last message as the senior pastor of the Moody Church. And I said, you know, I'm working on dates, which I now have for an upcoming trip to Israel, and we're still praying up the event center and hoping that God might have something in store for us as a rallying point and a new studio facility and a place for teaching and various topics and radio events. And I said, yeah, there's a number of things that'll keep me busy, but yeah, it got a little cold here and we're trying to shake it off. Too much to do, you know, I don't have time to get sick.
Well, I guess the thing, did you shake any hands on Thursday night?
Yes,
Friday?
Yes, yeah.
You shook some hands, okay. One of our friends shared something with you.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder if I'm sharing it with others. In fact, yesterday, fortunately, I had a conversation, a taped conversation a few weeks back with Dr. David Brasma. He's going to be up at the Moody Bible Institute this Saturday for an ESL training. And yesterday's program, I mentioned that I would love some of our listeners to join me, because if we do get an event center, it would be a great way to reach out to internationals by providing these conversational English classes. So I'm excited about coming up to Moody this weekend and hoping that, you know, I'll be well and be able to attend that. But I called you today because my co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, he's at a pastor conference for the next few days. And so I thought, who would be a great person that could give a little history on the station and yet celebrate all that God has done, is doing, and was a part of this past Thursday's event, and be able to speak to the listener that tunes in on a regular basis, that feels blessed by this radio ministry and could receive a blessing just through our conversation, or maybe sharing some of the things that God has done.
Well, definitely, you know, talking about what God has done through this ministry, you know, we've seen a lot in the last 20 years and the movement of God's Spirit in the people. I tell you what, when you see the people's eyes and hearts, it was just something to see the love, just a lot of love and joy that was taking place. So that was a motivation that I had. And we're so thankful for all of the friends that turned out to express their love. And it was even beyond their presence there, just the handshakes, the joyful singing. The singing men were just fantastic on stage. The drama skits were really informative. And what can I say? Dr. Lutzer speaking to our hearts. You know, Dr. Lutzer is the kind of guy where when he speaks, I don't know if he's always asking questions, but you're always thinking in your mind questions, and you're trying to answer them. And this mental activity with him when he's preaching, but he's also touching your heart. So what a gifted guy. Mm. And we're thankful for that.
Now, Phil, I should mention for our listeners, though I think most of them have heard me reference you or refer to you, or, you know, these 20 years you've been with us since day one, even before we went on the air, I've tagged you as Mr. Haney because of all the equipment and doodads and things that you've brought down to us, or the ways you've used technology to improve our signal or help, you know, the radio ministry in so many different ways. But you're currently the National Operations Manager for the Moody Network?
That's correct. That's correct. Kind of Mr. Haney for Moody Radio, too.
Mm-hmm. And you've certainly...
The doodads are at a lot of locations, and they're kind of out of this world, satellite technology and delivery. But yeah, and that's something that's a character trait that I grew up with, and that was just being resourceful.
Mm-hmm. And you currently serve on our radio board, which we're so appreciative of, and thankful that you were able to come down this past Thursday and then join us for the Dr. Lutzer special breakfast for pastors and area leaders. And you've been there really from the very beginning, so you have a unique role of being able to recite history and all the different behind-the-scenes answers to prayer that we've seen God facilitate these many years.
Well, I actually kind of see it from a view looking back of 20 years, a continuum of the very beginnings. Mm. I, for some reason, when I think back, I think of an old satellite dish that was used by the local Chicago TV, Christian TV station, and they had abandoned it. And I remember that was available, and we used that as your first satellite dish, mm-hmm, so you mm-hmm. could pull in the network. And that thing worked for a while. I don't know how many years, but it was just taking things that were had still good use and putting them into a new ministry that didn't have all the resources immediately, mm-hmm. and just make things going in a quality way. Though we did not, there was no duct tape or baling wire in my toolbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mark, I have a little story that I think your fingerprints are on this, mm-hmm. and it gives an account of the history. Is this something that would be appropriate to read?
Yeah, that would be great. It would save my voice a little, and I think our listeners will find it interesting how many people have been involved in raising this up, praying for it before we went on the air, supporting mm-hmm. it financially, the unique staff that God raised up, or the circumstances or the various situations where things came together that we could only say, God's hand is on this. I mean, it's not anything that we could have pulled together. God birthed this radio ministry and continues to sustain it all these years through these great listeners, but it's kind of been a team effort.
Well, it has, and just when you think, you know, it's one thing to radiate the air molecules at 89.3 and 102.5 for the two primary stations, that whole mystical electric in the air, but it's the day-to-day, I don't want to call it grind, but the day-to-day having some programming on two radio stations, mm-hmm. keeping that fed. Well, I have a saying in operations is you don't want to create a monster that you have to feed every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have basically 48 hours a day, two radio stations times 24, and a lot of the program is different, and provisioning for all of those programs, and then making sure that they all play at the right time in the right order. We do rely heavily on the computer automation systems, but they only do what you tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a lot of work throughout the years, mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of work. And Mark, you have carried the heavy load on that, but I just think of the times where the community has come together and your envelope stuffing parties, the Tootsie Pop brigades. Those are just a couple of examples of just how people have come together because the ultimate goal was to serve the Lord through Great News Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
And God's glorified by that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's been an incredible team effort. Well, tell us the little story as recounted or tweaked by me over the years. I think it'll give some of the people a little background insight into how God really birthed this 20 years ago this past week.
Well, the title of it is Taste and See That the Lord is Good, and I would like to add, God be the glory.
Hmm.
The beginnings of Great News Radio, and this is adapted from the station manager's perspective and experience, and I validate it as a second party here. The Bible is full of accounts concerning meals and banquets, and we know that the Lord loves the pleasing aromas of good food and warm fellowship. God's word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's found in Psalm 34:8. Mark Burns has tasted and has seen how good the Lord is. Let's take a peek back in time to see how God created the ministry of Great News Radio. I think that if God had a kitchen, he'd have wonderful cookbooks filled with incredible recipes. And we've also have had to say that there's a main dish section. One might find a rather peculiar recipe that would read something like this. Take one grocery store manager, stir in lots of God's word and lots of God's people, and smother this mixture with thousands of prayers. Set mixture aside for a few years to develop and rise, and on Easter Sunday, the dish may be served to the folks and families of East Central Illinois. To tell you the truth, it sounds like an unusual recipe, one that might not look too good at first glance, but we have learned that God is a master chef at what he does. Here's an account of the dish God cooked up so that now it is served 24 hours a day, and to many thousands of people. Some years ago, according to God's unique timing, the grocery store manager was ready to serve the Lord as the director of volunteers for InterVarsity's Urbana 93 Missions Convention, hosting 20,000 students at the University of Illinois in Urbana. He loved it and thought that life just couldn't get any more delicious than this. But God, the master chef, had more to add to the dish which he had begun. At his Friday night church covenant group, the manager heard a request by Dr. Bruce Dunn to pray for a Moody affiliate radio station for the area. The man was good-natured enough to pray, even though he thought the request was a little grandiose and a tad bit odd. Another Friday night came, and again the request was made. Then one day, Dr. Dunn suggested that the manager might consider running the proposed Moody station for which they had been praying. The manager thought, now that's a horse of a different color, and began to seek God with more of his heart on this matter. Soon after that, he went straight to the Moody Bible Institute and met with Phil Shepherd and talked with Bob Neff, the vice president of broadcasting, and this vice president was intrigued. Meanwhile, and unbeknownst to most, a family living in Florida named Van Zandt was busy with applications for a new Moody affiliate station in East Central Illinois. On a cold day in January 1994, the families Dunn and Van Zandt met with the manager over Chinese food in Washington, D.C., and there the prayers of all were answered. The radio project for East Central Illinois was on and ready to take shape. The family Van Zandt would do the technical startup work and provide the initial capital, and the manager, with the help from others, would do the rest. God stirred in more people and more prayers. Take a country drive with his Dairy Queen blizzards, the manager went out to search the skyline for towers. He knew that towers are extremely expensive and that space on them is rare because they are in such high demand. He found what he thought would be the perfect tower in Fisher, Illinois. Approaching the neighboring farmer, the manager asked if he knew who owned the tower. The farmer thought it was Illinois Power out of Paxton. The manager filed away the information in his brain, and the very next morning, the phone was ringing off the hook, for the manager at that time was hosting a Promise Keepers outing for 500 men. The last call the manager decided to take before calling it quits was a man from who wanted tickets. At this point, there were no PK tickets left, but the manager decided to take the man's name and information anyway. "Where are you from, Bob?" he asked. "Paxton," came the reply. "Ah," thought the manager, he decided to ask the long-shot, one-in-a-million questions. "Hey, do you know anyone from Illinois Power out of Paxton?" "Why?" Bob asked. The manager told him of the tower. Bob hesitated, then said, "Illinois Power doesn't own that tower. Eastern Illinois Electric Cooperative does, and I'm the chairman of the board. Great News Radio now leases this tower and tower building at a most wonderfully economical rate." God stirred in more people and more prayers. A Gibson City tower man named Rhodes directed his capable crew high in the heavens to the safety and added 87 feet to the Fisher Tower, then knocked thousands of dollars off the bill. God kept folding more of his people into the mixture during this time. Prayer became even more key. This led to a special request to friends that read like this: "Please receive this letter in the Spirit of God." The correspondents asked if the couple might be willing to loan any portion of the $100,000 the radio ministry would have to find by April 7th to help be established. The wait began. The prayers increased. Then came the phone call. "How about if we wire you $80,000 tomorrow and $20,000 next week? Does that sound good?" Wow. After prayer and talking and asking questions, this couple felt totally stretched to provide these funds, but led out of God to loan this capital for 2 years with no interest. Well, the story continues.
Hey, Phil, I'm going to jump in here now. That's one of the unique things with this radio ministry is all these 20 years, we've never borrowed and paid a dime of interest. Everything has been raised through our listeners. We've never borrowed money and then had to pay interest. That was a $100,000 kind of two-year loan. And then we had a big check campaign where we raised the $100,000 and paid them back. but we've never in these 20 years ever paid a dime of interest. So it's been wonderful that the listeners' support has always gone into the operational needs, never to pay the bank because we had borrowed money.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, God kept stirring his people into his dish, and it was starting to get more delicious by the minute. Founding partners began approaching the manager, asking if the ministry needed more capital for the project. Money began coming in, some in chunks of $5,000, with others making payments for the next few years. Precious others began to give financial gifts without fail each and every month in quantities of $5, $10, or $25. The radio mixture was becoming enriched with the financial offerings of the saints. In addition to these benefactors, memorial gifts were received, making it possible for God's work to continue here on earth, even though some of his saints had reached their homes in heaven. God directed other people to join the mix by volunteering with their time and abilities. The volunteers built, answered phones, filled and made Tootsie Pop boxes, collated newsletters, made phone calls, encouraged others, and above all that, they prayed. The mixture was becoming a full-blown ministry, and then the day everyone had been waiting for became a reality on Easter Sunday, April 7, 1996. The ministry was heard all over all the farmlands, the prairies, and towns of East Central Illinois, through the airwaves of 102.5 FM. God had done it. Mm-hmm. He did it in his own way, in his own time, with his own methods, and with the prayers, labor, and love of his saints. He did it against all odds and against all logic. He did it magnificently and with great flair. His recipe was a success, and now the people he loves can turn their radios on for themselves and taste and see that the Lord is good. This radio recipe that God has cooked up is served to thousands, and they have loved it. The manager and staff have heard hundreds of stories firsthand of how the people have been taking in God's dish called WGNN, Great News Radio. A woman from Elliott called to proclaim her gratitude because her church closed its doors for the last time on Easter Sunday, and just as it did, God opened the window with the great news of Christ on WGNN. A professional gentleman who moved here from India has been partaking of the spiritual food and is providing spiritual nutrition for him in his new country. The children have been feasting on godly refreshment on Saturdays, stopping from their play to sing songs they know and to hear stories of their Lord Jesus. God's most beloved widows from places like Champaign, Arthur, Rantoul, Cisna Park can make it through the long nights with comforting and loving nourishment from the scriptures and music. A farmer, city truck driver, stumbled upon God's gift of Great News Radio, took notice and recommitted his life following the Savior. Over in Saybrook, a farmer harvesting his crops called from his combine to pledge a financial gift to the Lord, for the Lord had given him so much through radio. A grandmother in Fisher who can't get out much raises her hands and prays because she now has the radio, reminding her of God's constant love and companionship. Lots of carpoolers from Danville to Decatur listen to God's great news in their travels to and from school and work, starting the day off with a taste of God's word, and God is serving this special dish to those who seek the goodness and wholesomeness that will make them clean and that will allow them to come into the light. These are the special ones, the prayers of the saints, waft up through the heavens to God, and the saints want all to join in the banquet so that not one would be missing, so that all could taste and see that the Lord is good. With this recipe, this radio recipe, there's always enough to go around, and most everyone who partakes of it wants more. It is a meal for the soul, and it is nourishing and wholesome and delicious. Yes, taste and see that the Lord is good. We welcome you to Great News Radio, WGNN 102.5, 103.9. 97.1 and 89.3. It's a joy to serve you through radio. May God bless you as you partake of him.
I want to play that hallelujah chorus. Just hearing your voice, it's bringing back that first historic broadcast on April 7th of 1996, that Easter Sunday broadcast, and Phil, just how you've been there since the very beginning, even before we went on the air, and just hearing you through the phone lines as just another reassuring confirmation from God that He has His hands on this radio ministry and has used you and our listeners and so many people, our great board, the founding partners, the monthly givers, all those that pray and volunteer. It's just been a unique work of God that these past 20 years have been exciting to be a part of. And I can't wait to see what He does these next 20 years with maybe a future Great News Radio Event Center and the theater troupe and the Singing Men continue to be strong and other workshops and seminars and area events that we can pull different people together to grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, I know one thing for sure. You're not going to rest upon what you've done. You are thinking ahead, and I praise God for you.
Mm. Well, Great News Radio listeners, we're so glad you're a part of our broadcast this morning and celebrating with us all that God has done, is doing, and we believe will continue to do as we proclaim His word clearly, His inspired word, raise up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and help you to grow in your faith journey as our threefold goals continue to be to educate, edify, and evangelize. Thanks for your participation in this ministry. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, Phil, for being available. And I know you're going to be going into the Moody Bible Institute soon to do your work today as unto the Lord. Thanks for all your service and your special insights and help with this radio ministry.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on with you today.
Well, as mentioned on the front end of the program, that was a conversation I had with Phil Shepherd 4 years ago, a week after our 20th anniversary celebration that we hosted at Lincoln Square, where over 1,000 of you showed up as a listener appreciation gathering, celebrating all that God has done through the radio ministry. It was a great event with the Singing Men, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, Dr. Lutzer down, and all of you that gathered. And there wasn't even an offering taken. It was just a way to say thank you. And wow, to see all that God has done these past 4 years with the addition of the Prime Lifetimes paper, pun intended. Get it? Addition. Establishing the Great News Radio Center there at Lincoln Square. Launching our English conversation classes. Starting up the Great News Radio Children's Choir. And now, as you know, adding 15 additional stations into our family of stations, which is keeping us all jumping, but we see exciting times ahead as thousands more, hundreds of thousands or more, can hear the good news message of Jesus. So we appreciate your prayers, your support, your involvement, and we can't wait to see what God's going to do in the days ahead. Well, I hope you've been blessed by yesterday and today's broadcast, giving you a little history or some context in how God launched this radio ministry to His glory, and how we see Him continuing to advance our ability to lift up the name of Jesus so that all can come to know Him. So we thank you for your support, your involvement, and the ways you give to this radio ministry. If you missed a portion of today or yesterday's broadcast, both are archived at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio, which is a ministry under Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.